This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
It was another day of some pretty intense questioning for the Justice Department Inspector General today. At issue, what part politics and prejudice played in the FBI's investigation of the Hillary Clinton email scandal and, by extension, the ongoing probe into Russia election interference. Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge is watching it all here from Capitol Hill.
They prejudged the outcome of the Hillary Clinton investigation before the investigation ended, and these exact same FBI agents and attorneys prejudged the outcome of the Russia investigation before it even began.
During a second day of marathon testimony, lawmakers pressed Inspector General Michael E. Horowitz over what Republicans describe as political bias at the FBI impacting both presidential campaigns. They point to a newly discovered August 2016 text between FBI agent Peter Strzok and FBI lawyer Lisa Page saying it would stop Trump from being elected.
I wonder who the we is and the we'll stop it.
We can go through a couple of them or the broader or a broader group beyond that. We have found three additional FBI agents here.
And some transition to the Russia Special Counsel investigation.
Do they still work for Mueller? That's my understanding is no.
In July 2016, agents Strzok also pivoted from the Clinton emails to collusion.
Do you believe the political bias shown by this text had an effect on the initiation of the Russia investigation?
That's a matter we've got under review.
Horowitz testified a fourth forensic review of the Strzok Page FBI phones uncovered the explosive text in May. Congress wasn't immediately notified.
We sent it to the Office of Deputy Attorney General and...
From Mr. Rosenstein.
In his office.
The point is, when you did get it, Mr. Rosenstein decided we couldn't get it until your report came out. He sat on it for a month of time.
Another lawmaker questioned why the report was silent on allegations the Clinton server may have been hacked and the FBI failed to follow up.
But that's not in your report.
That's correct.
The president weighed in.
When you read that IG report about how she got away with what she got away with, it's a disgrace.
After multiple reviews and an FBI investigation, Democrats blamed former Director James Comey and accused Republicans of refusing to acknowledge that a Clinton prosecution was never justified.
All their howling about lock her up was bogus. It was baseless. It was unsubstantiated.
James Comey decided to play judge, jury, and executioner, and on October 28th, he executed the Hillary Clinton campaign.
The hearing concluded after 6.5 hours of testimony with headlines in the final minutes. Inspector General Horowitz confirmed that he's following up on allegations that FBI interview summaries known as 302s were altered, Brett.
Catherine, there was also some late news this afternoon on FBI agent Peter Strzok. What did we learn there?
Well, in a statement, Strzok's attorney confirmed to Fox News that his client has been fully cooperating with an internal FBI review, which included recently being escorted from the FBI building. The statement also said, at least for now, Strzok remains an FBI employee, Brett.
Well, it stands to reason, the way they laid this out, is that if there was prejudice going in against Donald Trump, did it have? That was the big question. I think a seminal question is, was that did that have any influence at all on this Russian investigation? If the IG finds that to be so, what does that mean for the whole Mueller case? What does that mean for us? You know, we the people. I mean, we've been paying, what, roughly $1 million a month in fees? That's the rough estimate for this investigation. We don't get that money back. It's just there. It's all because of what the FBI has drummed up and what they have manufactured because of their hatred of Donald Trump, and we the people are paying for it. This is the problem. You know, people will do that which they get rewarded for, and they will also be dissuaded from doing what they shouldn't be doing if there are consequences. And right now, they're doing everything they can. They know consequences are on the horizon. Does the enforcement mechanism of our government, does it have the courage to actually enforce the law and really do something about the nastiness and the pervasiveness of this deep state. I mean, this is a terrible, terrible situation here.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
See, it starts with being honest, huh? If you've got the courage to be truthful about the matter, and if you are vigilant about pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, and it's easy right now in the midst of emotions flying about to arrive to a quick conclusion. But I always find the quick conclusions can be a bit pernicious and problematic, as then you find yourself apologizing if you have the heart to do so for the conclusion that you have. But right now, we see there's lots of cover in our country because of, you know, the venomous attitude that is held in our country right now, that we continue to give it place. And so reasonable people cannot have a reasonable conversation and come up with reasonable solutions. Meanwhile, we keep getting bogged down in things, and we take our eye off the ball. Our next guest, Patrick Wood, is back with us. It's always good to have Patrick here. Author, lecturer, studied elite globalization policies, gosh, I guess for three decades now. Patrick, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you doing?
Good morning, Bill. Doing great. Thank you.
Hey, what I'm concerned about, you know, you are keeping an eye on the whole technocratic progress that's happening, not just in our country, but around the world. I mean, every time, I mean, ever since I met you, I am becoming so technocratic-centric. I go, okay, there's another one. Yeah, there it goes. And meanwhile, it is getting a lot of cover because of what's happening at the border, emotions running so raw there. We got the IG report that's happening. And in the midst of this, you've got a president 500 days plus into his administration trying to do the best he can on behalf of the people. And there's just so much opposition that even in spite of that, he's been able to, in effect, do some things that are very positive for our country. But, boy, there's always something there to stick a stick in our spokes to, you know, knock us off track, is there not?
Well, there is. And Bill, it's interesting. In Europe in particular, we have a new phenomena that is emerging. This is pretty new, actually. I think probably it hasn't been recognized beyond about a year right now. Mm-hmm. But it's called techno-populism.
Yeah, I remember I saw that the other day, and I go, and this is what triggered one of the things. I go, I got to get Patrick on the line. So this is amazing. I mean, this isn't disco, ladies and gentlemen. You got to listen to this. Go ahead.
Well, that's right. It's a blend of technocracy that is, you know, the country run by technocrats and mm-hmm. populism.
Yes.
This is a government that's been formed in Italy just recently. And it's also gaining momentum all around Europe because the populism movement, like Brexit, and mm-hmm. there's similar movements in many other countries, in Spain and Italy, too, Mm-hmm. The populism movement, which we are familiar with here because that's the group of people basically that elected President Trump, they're bonding or binding with technocrats to actually run the government that they, you know, envision for their country. And so it's kind of it's an odd partnership because you wouldn't put these two groups together normally. Just you say, well, that's a good idea. That makes sense. You know, perfect combination. Mm-hmm. You never say that.
Right.
But this explains some of what's going on in America today. We have the rise of populism in our country, and we're very glad that Trump has done certain things so far in his presidency.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, we see the march of technocratic control continue in our country in parallel to populism.
Exactly.
And instead of rejecting it, people are embracing it. And so I believe we also are falling prey to this techno-populism idea.
Well, that's what happens, you know, and this is the thing that concerns me just a bit, Patrick. I mean, historically, you look back and on the history of man, and when man seems to be doing well, we get a little goofy. You know, we start thinking we're geniuses. And that's what concerns me about our country right now. With all, you know, the trajectory of affluence and prosperity that seems to be going our way in this country today, I think we might get a little bit too big for our britches, and we might lose some common sense here, because that has been the tradition that has taken place.
Yeah. I think we're already too big for our britches. You know, the country's going through right now what I call the Trump slump.
Mm-hmm.
And political activism that we saw a year and a half ago is absolutely missing in action right now. People have just laid down their concerns. They figure, hey, Trump is going to save us, and you know, everything's going to be good again. America's great again. And regardless of the statistics and so on, you know, people basically are sitting back, taking a break.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly the kind of fertile soil that technocrats need.
Exactly.
To entrench themselves to take over the mechanism of society.
Yeah.
And this is not what we want in the end. I can, you know, I've been writing about technocracy for enough years now, mm-hmm. where I can tell you we do not want this kind of governance.
Yes.
In our country or in any other country. But these guys are making huge leaps right now,
mm-hmm.
In almost every industry in our country.
And Patrick, this is what challenges me with the mainstream media, because they're not doing their job. I mean, they're kind of just going and, you know, going along, and this thing's rolling. And of course, you could argue they're all technocrats anyway, so this fits their agenda. So they keep everybody focused on all this other stuff. I mean, we're sitting there watching soap operas, and meanwhile, we have real life, affecting our families and our grandkids down the way here. So we're a bit distracted. And of course, every once in a while, we get morally outraged over certain things that occur in our government. But it's like, wait a minute, it's just sometimes you want to tell people, say, well, I don't mind you being morally outraged, but could you have been morally outraged maybe a decade or so sooner?
Well, you're right. And the moral discussion today is not taking place. Most people in America would not even understand the terms of the moral argument that needs to be had right now.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't get it. For instance, how do you handle a company like Google that is forcing its narrow, very narrow utopian technocratic mindset on the world by manipulating what we see and what we hear through its search engine?
Exactly.
People are just out of touch with this. They just, they see it, but they don't really know what to do with it.
And I want to get into that, because you wrote, it was on your site here, Google is training AI to predict when a patient will die. I mean, boy, this is, we're starting to get into some areas here, as you say, that the moral argument, if you're not connected to any kind of moral source, how do you even begin to, you know, discuss and debate that issue?
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's your whole point. Patrick Wood is with us. We're talking about technocracy. Of course, he keeps an eye on all these things for us, thank God, and keeps us abreast, so it's always good to have him here on a regular basis, you know, to help us focus on the real things that really matter right now. And we'll get more into that with Patrick on the other side of the break. Stay with us 15 minutes
Most
after.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez live for Spanish Press 2.
Back with with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent, just the way you like us. Patrick Wood is with us, author and lecturer who has studied elite globalization policies and technocracy for three decades at least now. Patrick, you're in Spokane, Washington these days, huh?
Well, only temporarily, but I'm up here to present and to work with the Red Pill Expo that's taking place this weekend. And this is a creation of G. Edward Griffin, the rather well-known author of The Creature from Jekyll Island that exposed the Federal Reserve system. And we've got a full two-day conference here with 35 speakers, experts from all over the world. We even have Lord Christopher Monckton, who flew in from England to address the conference on issues concerning global warming, that is the false science behind global warming. It's going to be an amazing time.
Well, and you're going to be dealing with what's been rather prevalent, you know, the whole issue, you know, fake news and all this stuff. And I'll tell you, I wish I was going to be there with you, but I'm looking forward to hearing your report on this and reading up more on it on the Red Pill Expo. When you get, these kind of, thought leaders together in this kind of situation, it makes for a very special and provocative event, does it not?
It really does, and the aspect of networking here is really amazing as well. That's almost as exciting as just listening to some of these speakers. But when you put 35 people of this level together in the same place, you know, they have an opportunity themselves, the speakers do, to get together and to get to know one another and to share, information from the discipline. And that itself has a benefit. That isn't, you don't see it obviously when you start out and something like it, but the end of it, as people go back home, as the speakers and so on go back home, those relationships continue. Yeah. This is generally a good thing for us because now other people see, I'm not really crazy, am I?
Right.
I'm out here all by myself talking about this stuff. Sometimes you really start to think, man, maybe it's me that's out of step with everything.
Yeah, I understand.
World.
Yeah, well, the old saying in the Bible is iron sharpens iron. You get people like that. I could imagine when you get so many brainiacs together, probably some people's brains are about ready to explode. But as you say, some of it is a reaffirmation of, to a degree, it's like a bunch of blind, intelligent people feeling different parts of the elephant. Because at times you feel like, hey, maybe I'm all alone. Maybe I'm just not seeing this the way it goes. And then you get affirmation from other people hey, I'm seeing, or maybe this is what I'm seeing. It advances and takes it out of that, maybe a momentary rut as you're pondering, what it means. But see, this is the way I think that I'm so grateful the way God has designed us is that he designed us in such a way that not one person has all the goods, as I say. And it really, we're so interconnected, is that we're parts and pieces of a puzzle, a mosaic, that when it comes together, and it comes together in a complementary manner, the things that I was short on, you're long on, we match up together, and we and the people that we affect in our orbit are all the better because of that.
Exactly. No, that's true. It's just, you can see that in so many different areas. We're going to get a real taste of it this weekend.
Well, I'm envious of you, and I know the solution. So the next Red Pill Expo, I've got to make sure that I'm there with you. If you need somebody to kind of, hold a bag for you or something like that,
You betcha.
I love to be there. Hey, we started to talk a bit before the break about Google is training AI to predict when a patient will die. Mark Bergen wrote about this on your website. Tell us what's going on here.
Well, Google is the master of data, and they want to be the master of artificial intelligence. And so they have a project that they're applying their artificial intelligence to operate within the health system of hospitals to predict when a patient will die. And they take into account hundreds of pieces of data, of information about the patient, and about the hospital as well, because different hospitals have different metrics on survivability.
Mm-hmm.
And they're using this to predict the odds of a patient dying and also the time when mm-hmm. a patient will die. And this is, again, here we have a moral dilemma. On one hand, nobody could tell the future. It's not given to man to know the mm-hmm. future.
Right.
But Google believes they can. So if other people believe that this artificial intelligent program can actually, you know, predict when somebody's going to die, well, how does that change the whole moral argument of the healthcare providers around that person? Are they going to try to help beat the odds and pour a lot of money into that patient? You know, mm-hmm. say, hey man, we're gonna get you through this.
Yeah.
The computer says you're going to die in 19 days, mm-hmm. but we're gonna do X,
we think
y,
we can get you to 22 or something. Yeah,
yeah, we're going to get you to 22 or we're going to get you out of it altogether. Well, healthcare companies, HMOs, and the insurance companies, et cetera, they themselves will die. Get their hands on this kind of technology, won't they? Because mm-hmm. it'll help them to figure out what kind of resources to put into that person's health care.
Right.
And so somebody that's slated to die with, you know, that says, well, you know what, you're lucky if you're going to get past 2 weeks. I mean, who's going to come riding in on a horse in the hospital, you know, on a white horse and say, hey, we're going to do something radical here and save this guy's life? That's not the way it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So the cord is going to be pulled away. These are the kind of discussions that Google doesn't want to have with anybody. They just pop this stuff out,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden it's in the news. It's a fait accompli. They got it already embedded in some hospitals, testing it and so on, and nobody's had the moral discussion. There's something going on in Ireland right now, too, Bill, where Ireland has been accumulating a national database of DNA. It was supposed to be anonymous data, but it wasn't. They figured out somehow who everybody was. And now they've discovered that a certain part of the population has cancer genes. They've discovered cancer genes and their DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And so the government is saying, well, shouldn't we contact those people and tell them that they have cancer genes?
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a huge argument going on right now. No, you shouldn't. You know, just shut your mouth. That's not what we gave the data to you for in the first place. But here's the thing. When insurance companies get a hold of that data,
oh, my goodness. There goes your rates, right?
I mean, there goes your rates. There goes your health care. I mean, who's going to want to step up to the plate knowing mm-hmm. that you have an 80% chance, or thinking that you know that you have an 80% chance of contracting cancer that's probably going to kill you? Well, nobody's going to insure that. You know,
yes.
you're going to have the pre-existing condition. Well, we'll cover you for everything, but not for this.
Exactly. Thing. Yeah. Well, getting back to this deal with Google and telling people when they're going to die, I mean, suddenly we take it away. We take it out of the hands of the doctors. Now it's software that tells you and predicts your longevity and when you're going to exit, you know, stage left. And I guess that's okay. I guess you can't sue artificial intelligence, right? Because doctors are very careful to tell you. I know recently, you know, my brother, I don't know if I told you, but my oldest brother passed away. And we were told, you know, he was on a ventilator. And they said, when we take him off, he could still, you know, continue to live for hours, days, possibly. And by the grace of God, it was reduced to minutes because, as you said, it is not for us to be predictors. And, you know, that's not we're out of our lane at that point and get ourselves in trouble. You know, the doctors had a rough idea, but even then they had to very tenderly approach it, right?
Exactly. And there are some cases that are so obvious, I suppose, that you don't need artificial intelligence to tell you somebody's in trouble. But on the other hand, do we want this as a norm in our society?
Exactly.
Do we want the healthcare system to be controlled by some artificial intelligence program?
Yeah, without a doubt. Patrick Wood, thank you for being with us as always. Appreciate it.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A recent survey found 65% of Americans use a rewards credit card, yet many don't utilize their full benefits. International travel expert Lee Abamonte explains how your banking relationship can boost your credit card rewards.
Many credit cards reward you for spending. I love the Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card because I earn 2 points for every dollar I spend on dining and travel purchases. Above and beyond those base points, I recommend you also check to see if you qualify for a banking rewards program to really maximize your rewards earnings. For example, if you're enrolled in the Bank of of America Preferred Rewards program, you could earn between an additional 25 to 75% in bonus points with the Premium Rewards card, which totals up to 3.5 points for every dollar spent on travel and dining purchases. Plus, Preferred Rewards clients may be eligible for an additional benefits such as free withdrawals at non-Bank of America ATMs, as well as discounts on home and auto loans.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
No longer just a domestic issue, the criticism is growing louder around the world about the separation of illegal immigrant families at the U.S.-Mexico border. British Prime Minister Theresa May says,
I've just responded to questions on the issue of the pictures that we have seen of the behavior in the United States and the way that children are being treated, which I clearly and wholly unequivocally said is wrong.
And Mexico's foreign minister says the policy is cruel and inhumane. And as activists are planning protests on the 30th of June, if the policy isn't changed by then, President Trump is urging Congress to send an immigration bill to his desk as quickly as possible, last night reportedly demanding of House Republicans that a bill allow families to stay together if they are detained at the border. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Tonight I'm gonna fix my eyes. I'm the only hope that satisfies my heart. You are the one I'm running.
Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And we're going to talk about your backyard. You ready? I mean, it's summertime here, and you know the living is easy. And it's always nicer when it's, you know, it looks great in the backyard. You're back there with family and friends. We got the grill rolling, and here to give us all the best tips and get us ready for the summer season, we're talking today's homeowner host, Danny Lipford, is always back with us. And I say always back with us because it's like, Danny, it's like you and summer and home improvement just all, you know, comes together in one here, buddy.
Man, I love every bit of it because it really spawns a great time in the year to get a whole lot of things done around the house. And I'm telling you, I've never seen a trend that has held on so much as developing and creating these outdoor living spaces. People realize their house doesn't stop at the back door. It bleeds right out into the backyard.
Yeah, people are realizing that they're adding, you know, not only value, but hey, let's take advantage of the backyard and let's make it into a, as you call it, a backyard paradise. Why not, huh?
Well, so many times, you know, the houses are getting smaller and more compact. You're utilizing space. People try to minimize a little bit more, but you still have those situations where you want a little extra space, and you can gain that extra living space, if you will, by developing the right place outside. And, you know, the thing I always recommend to people, you know, you hear people build these gazebos out in their backyard. Well, you know what? They never use it. It's too far from the kitchen, too far from the bathroom. That's the first step, is locate any area that you're going to be using and entertaining fairly close to your home.
Now, and I guess you say that's all part of it, and in creating that perfect outdoor space, the first step is what, Danny, again?
Well, you certainly want to make sure that you have a good surface to work with. Pavers are something that you're seeing a lot, the different type of concrete pavers that are available. I happen to just develop an outdoor kitchen for myself last year, and I just used washed aggregate concrete, exposed gravel, fairly inexpensive, but I was able to use it in my cooking area, my seating area, as well as the adjacent outside area. And so it's really, I kind of like the look of the consistency of that, but again, pavers, and also another thing that we're seeing a big uptick in is using porcelain tile on the outside. That's a great way to go.
Exactly. Now, the outdoor kitchen, you know, when we look at that, you've touched on some of the elements to consider. What else?
Well, I tell you what, people are going over the top on some of these kitchens, mm-hmm. and maybe it's not necessary. Don't forget the old days of just having the nice gas grill or charcoal grill, and that's all you had. But it is nice to have a sink with hot and cold running water. It is nice to have the refrigerator. But more than anything, there's two elements you really, really need to have. One, plenty of countertop space, and two, make sure you have the right ventilation. I was able to find this hood from Braun. It's called the Elite Series, and it's very residential looking, but it has commercial stylings and commercial engineering in it. So when I'm cooking on my big green egg and I'm cooking on my grill, I can turn that thing on, and I don't have to worry about any smoke affecting my family gathering or smoking up my ceiling area. So that is one thing that's a necessity, and it's also a code in many areas of the country to have that proper ventilation.
Exactly. Well, Danny, along with nice weather, we're hearing more and more about these vicious summer storms. We're getting them here out in Florida these days. And we're in that cycle, you know, that summer cycle here. You're in Mobile, Alabama, and so you've got your summer storms to deal with. So what should a homeowner do to be prepared for that?
Well, you know, you think about that, and you know, and you're exactly right. I've heard more problems with summer storms over the past few years than ever before. And here along the Gulf Coast, we have the storms rolling in off the Gulf. But what happens is some of the weak limbs will get broken. It'll fall on the power line, short it out, and all of a sudden you're without power for a little while at a time of the year when it's really hot. And maybe you're entertaining, whatever, but a portable generator is a great way to go. Actually, I saw one recently. I don't know if I've ever seen one that is dual fuel. This one from Champion actually is about 3,800 watts, and you can fuel it off of gas or propane, and a lot of houses are propane that you can plug right up to it to be able to provide the essential power, because, you know, if power's out, that means the gas stations aren't working, so that's a good fallback from that standpoint.
Well, you know, I love talking to you. See, every time I talk to you, you give me great ideas, whether it's, you know, one thing of a jig or another, now this new thing of a jig. I mean, because we're in the market for a portable generator right now, and so I'm going to check out this Champion generator. This sounds like this could be the ticket for us.
One of the things about a portable generator is once you get one, you end up using it for so many things. You know, you think about if you're having a gathering, you know, a remote, say a tailgate party, or maybe, you know, you're doing some RVing or camping or all these different things. We were having a little neighborhood party recently, and the kids wanted one of those bouncy houses, so we got the bouncy house out there, and we said, well, darn, we're going to have 300 foot of cord. I thought, no, not really. Mm-hmm. Cord fired up the generator, and the kids were bouncing around happy within just minutes.
That's amazing. Well, you can tell to what depth of a do-it-yourselfer I am, because I refer to these things as thingamajigs. I'm so high-tech, Danny.
That's okay. That's what keeps me in business. That's why I have to keep providing this information to America.
That's why we love having you on. And everybody's sitting there going, God, Martinez, you sound so intelligent until you start referring to thingamajigs here. But, okay, so what other tips do you have for us to enjoy our outdoor living area, Danny?
Well, I'll tell you what, once you get an outdoor living area, you really start using it all the time. Hopefully it's convenient to your kitchen, convenient to the bathroom for your guests, and being able to really utilize it a lot. But then you're going to want to use it all year long. That's where ceiling fans, other type of area fans, when it starts getting cold, fire tables and different types of fire pits and other guests, heating appliances or something that you'll want to embrace to be able to utilize the space, hopefully, 365 days a year. That's what will end up happening. And then you can add to the outdoor living space and make it just as nice as you want it to be.
Yeah, it really has become entertainment, hasn't it? I mean, it is all part of the entertainment environment that you have constructed there in your backyard and really maximized that area like you've never thought possible.
Well, I always think about when I am on vacation with the kids and the wife, and, you know, you're at a hotel and you just wonder, why am I feeling so good right now, Willis? Maybe it's a pina colada or two, but really, it's the music, it's the water features that you hear, it's the beautiful landscaping, it's the lighting, it's that type of sensory load that you have that really makes you feel good about where you're sitting and what you're doing. If you can create a little bit of that in your backyard with, again, the water feature, maybe a little music with some of the wireless speakers that are available now, then you're getting close to that staycation that you hear so many people about. And you can do it every day of the year, not just a week or two when you get a chance.
And, Danny, as you lay this out, it's not like you have to go out and, you know, break the bank. I mean, you can attack this opportunity in a very affordable sort of way, can you not?
Well, it really is like anything that you do to your home, whether you're landscaping the whole yard or whether you're doing some renovations on the house. You really need that master plan. Go ahead and do your whole wish list of all of the things that you want to do. Then do it one step at a time so that you're not doing anything repetitive and you're moving forward on every addition that you do. And when I mention this to homeowners, a lot of times they get it, they lay it all out, they can picture the whole thing. That way they're not losing money or time as they move forward. And that's certainly true for an outdoor space. I mentioned pavers earlier. You know, you can create a 10 by 12 patio in a weekend, and you're using it. You know what? In a few weeks, when you have a little more money and a little more time, add another 10 foot onto it and another 10 foot. And because of the consistency of these material, it will look the same over the years. And that way you can continue growing the footprint that you have. Then you can add a little furniture. Then you might add the pergola that you build over on the corner. That's the way to really develop an outdoor living space over the years at your home.
Well, great ideas, Danny. I appreciate it as always. Where can folks go for more information?
Your listeners to drop by todayshomeowner.com. We got a lot of articles posted right now on all kinds of summer fun. Some things you can do with the kids, some things you can do with outdoor living spaces, and everything in between.
He's a veteran remodeling contractor and TV personality, the one, the only, Danny Lipford on Bill Martinez Live. Danny, always a pleasure. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, thank you, Bill. Good to be with you.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, those values and service are being challenged today. Boy, I'll tell you, it is coming out of our culture in a big way. Meanwhile, those that have lost their way, those that are wondering, you know, where's the moral compass of our country? They're crying out, and people of faith have really got to step up and fill the void now more than ever, especially with, you know, all that is it seems to be attacking our country right now. This whole immigration issue has come to the forefront, and it's hard to think about much of the positive things that are going on. I mean, here recently we were just talking about avoiding a nuclear travesty, and we have the North Korea summit going on. You know, of course, we still have Iran. You know, we got what's going on. I just saw a report here, Andrea Kay. I want to bring you on here right now. Andrea Kay, of course, who is around the water cooler. She's monitoring the buzz. But, you know, there's just a report right now, AK, that regarding the economy doing so well that food stamps that are at an all-time eight-year low. I mean, that's pretty exciting of the things that are happening. But all that stuff is kind of set to the back seat because of what's happening at the border. And you're right next to it there in San Diego. What's going on?
Well, what's going on and what everybody's talking about is kind of what you just said. You know, this is a manufactured outrage in terms of what's going on at the border. There's a lot of mistruths that are being spread about in terms of what's going on at the border and what's happening with the families that are coming here. If there is a refusal to acknowledge that we are a nation of laws and that we have a right to have our laws enforced here, that it is not immoral to do that. And it's disturbing to people that Christianity and faith is being used as a weapon to try to bully people into not having our laws be respected. There's a concern about the lack of honesty about what administrations and what the laws, who created those laws, the misinformation about the trafficking that's involved with these children. Meanwhile, it's all manufactured outrage in order to divert attention away from all the very great things that are going on in this country right now. Record low unemployment for minorities, blacks and Hispanics.
But right now, you know, but my point, AK, was that all that doesn't matter right now. What matters is all, you can call it whatever you want to call, you know, the faux moral outrage and, you know, and Rachel Maddow and Geraldo Rivera. And I'm going, well, where were you, man? This has been going on for decades. Now, all of a sudden, we got this big issue going on. And you know, you got to think about what triggered, what was the mechanism that triggered Donald Trump to say, okay, look it, enough, we are a nation of laws, we're going to follow the law, and this is what Donald Trump has said from day one, even in his campaign, so no big surprise. But what was going on, people need to put this in context, is our border was being stormed. Mexico didn't help us, supposedly, one of our partners. I mean, they just gave people a free pass, encouraged them, handed out leaflets, tell them how to beat the system so that they could come into this country illegally. And, you know, we have ports of entry where if people are, you know, true refugees and dealing with refugee issues, there's accommodation for that. But what's happening is they're not going through the legal ports of entries. They're doing it their own way. And now it's causing this incredible crisis and all kinds of pressure on a limited staff of Border Patrol agents already that are compromised three ways to Sunday. And all people can look at is or react to is the emotional aspect. I was talking with Steve Cortez, CNN political commentator, this morning about it. I said, you know, when emotions take over, we can't listen to one another. And the challenge, the opportunity is the answer to this is in the mix of everybody's opinion. But if I'm not hearing you and you're not participating in the conversation other than, you know, the emotions, and I say, okay, let the emotions rise, that's fine. But at the end of the day, let it be for a positive force. Let it move forward rather than, you know, it seems to me that some of this stuff is more about those that are being emotional, like they're trying to tell you, AK, that you're not as caring about those kids as they are because they're so emotional. I mean, that's
and what And what I'm saying is all of that is manufactured, including the crisis. It actually goes back farther than that. Why do we have all these asylum seekers at our ports of entry when they really originally were supposed to go to the embassies in their own country to seek asylum?
Exactly.
That law was changed, I think, with the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in order to encourage more of an invasion at our borders. The solution is not to keep the families together here at a port of entry, here in our borders. That only continues to encourage them to come here. If we're going to change the laws to address any issues that are at our borders, it needs to keep the families from showing up at our borders, to send them back
before they get to the border. Exactly, like you and I talked about. You know, very little is being done prior to. I mean, we're allowing the coyotes to be rewarded, and of course people will do that, which they get rewarded for, and they're getting anywhere from $6,000 to $12,000 to ship families and individuals illegally into this country. Well, hey, look at, you know, it keeps on going. And I would probably say that some of that coyote money is going to the Mexican government and to other governments. You know, everybody's got their hand out. And there's a reason the Mexican government, who says they're our partners, are not part of the solution here.
Right. And what concerns me is that every time we get into a defense of what's going on with President Trump and the border and this enforcement of our immigration laws, we're losing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, where is the compassion? Where are the tears for the families of Americans who have been destroyed and have their lives destroyed and through murder, mm-hmm. rape, and a variety of different violent assaults? There are 10,000 DACA recipients that were allowed to stay in this country that have been arrested for violent crimes, 10 of which were murderers.
Yes.
They were not. Remember, we weren't supposed to have DACA recipients. Oh, they were supposed to be the rest of America, and they weren't going to be allowed to have any DACA, you know, any benefits of the DACA program if they had any criminal arrest record, a lie.
Yeah.
Every bit of everything that's going on, this invasion, is a Trojan horse to destroy this country. And the left wants open border society. And as long as we play defense on that and we are feeding the manufactured emotional nonsense mm-hmm. that's surrounded by it. We're feeding it. We need to be changing the conversation. I had Maria Espinosa from the Remembrance Project.
Yes, I was just going to mention her. She has been a champion to this cause, you know, that every state of the union has been affected by this, where there's been a loss of a child. Every state of the union.
Yeah, there were two sets of parents of the State of the Union mm-hmm. whose teenage daughters were chopped up by MS-13, and they were mocked
yes.
by Democrats. And by the left for the tragedies that resulted in their lives from this this porous border that we've got. So I don't want to hear any more from anybody about any emotions involving anybody at the border. And these families that were encouraged, that were actually brought here as part of a caravan, was by organizations that were paid by the left. And right. If there was any compassion for those families, they would have been told when they were in Tijuana to stay there because mm-hmm. their lives will be better. The average cost of a studio in San Diego is $1,700. They can't afford to live here, and we have too many poor, broken American families and veterans that can't get the care that they need. There is no compassion by destroying this country economically, right. by bringing people here who can't speak the language and get a job.
You see, if we keep it in the emotional, we lose the context. We lose these practical aspects of this issue to solve the problem. And that's, you know, we may just have to let people, you know, fight their way out, you know, just like somebody drowning. Let them emotionalize themselves until they get tired, and then we can, you know, be about the business at hand. Paul Ryan said this morning that the House is coming together to fix this problem. They have something that's rather holistic. Hopefully that can take place. Otherwise, this has so much heat on it, I think President Trump may have to do an executive order. I know he doesn't want to do it, but he may have to do that. But meanwhile, AK, I got to tell you, the FBI is grateful for this because it's definitely taken some spotlight away from the problems there in their River City, right?
Which was actually part of the point, as I talked about last week on my show and then President Trump talked about yesterday. Every time the cameras and people are focused on the border, it's intentional to take their focus away from what's happening in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a weaponized, out-of-control FBI. And going on in this country, the deep state, we have the greatest abuse of power in this country. The FBI has been weaponized for politics, and they have no accountability. Yesterday, we had the head of the FBI, the alleged director of the FBI, as well as the inspector general, still refusing to hand over names of agents that are currently, with bias, in control of the Mueller investigation.
Exactly.
And at this point, I don't know how any American citizen would be willing to. I say, until We rout out the scourge that is going on in the FBI, they have no business investigating any American citizens.
Well, here it is. We're spending $1 million a month, roughly, of the people's money into the Mueller investigation, and this thing's been so compromised. Whatever report they write up after all the exposure of 2 days on the Hill and the question and answers from Inspector General Horowitz and Christopher Wray, the FBI director. How does it have any veracity, AK?
Well, it doesn't. And it's like Trey Gowdy said, we can survive dishonest and shady politicians, but we cannot survive as a country with a law enforcement, the top law enforcement agency in the Department of Justice that's shady and dishonest and has been weaponized against the American people. I'm paraphrasing here because Gowdy's not quite as, forthright, and most of them are not. What has been exposed here is that we have had, in the course of covering up crimes by Hillary Clinton and her staff of people, an FBI that was weaponized in terms of trying to interfere with an election as well as to plant evidence against a free and fairly elected president and his people. That cannot stand in this country, and is far greater a problem than anything going on at the border.
Yeah, Trey Gowdy was perfect when he defined bias. He says, I've never seen anything like this before, that you have somebody who, before the investigation is finished, you come to a conclusion, and then before it even starts, you have a conclusion. He says, if that's not the classic definition of bias, I don't know what is. Trey Gowdy brought it all to point. I thought he and Chairman Goodlatte were especially effective yesterday in getting the perspective that we the people need, an understanding of what's been going on at the FBI. And AK, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thanks, AK. Appreciate it as always. Take care.
Thanks for having me.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. It's an